now, the first coach on the teleconference will be Indiana's Tom Crean. The Hoosiers are 8-1 on the season, ranked number 9 in the Associated Press Top 25 poll. Indiana will take on number 16 Butler on Saturday in the Crossroads Classic in Indianapolis. Coach Crean, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Sure. Let's
start us out with a brief opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, we're looking forward to the week to have an opportunity to get better and work on things. Obviously, we're in exams this week, like many others are, but it's a chance for our team to continue to improve before we have a onslaught of games again, starting with Butler on Saturday. Then we play the following Monday and Thursday before we break for a few days and then get ready for Nebraska and our Big Ten opener, and then play Louisville up in Indianapolis on the 31st, and then Wisconsin again on the 3rd. So the schedule is coming quickly, so it's a very important week for us to continue to get better and to continue to heal up.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Crean, Darla.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, I'll go ahead and get the conversation started. Your team is second in the nation in rebounding margin right now. Talk about your guys' aggressive approach on the glass this season. What has been the difference there?
Well, I think it's certainly emphasis of the program and the staff. But when the players see the value of it, and they see what it does for our fast break, what it does for our free throw attempts, what it does for our putbacks, I think it's really important. But it also says a lot about the competition, especially when you're playing people like Kansas and North Carolina early on that are just formidable foes, and rebounding is as big a part of that as anything. So that's been a big part for us, and I think the fact that we're being more physical when the shot goes up and we're being more active, especially with our guards, is really important for us to continue to improve.
And your next question is from Zach Osterman, Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to ask, I know this is always technically sort of a neutral site game for y'all, but do you feel like, I guess, you've got just sort of a familiarity with everything at Bankers Life, the way that, I guess, the whole sort of event moves in the Crossroads Classic and those sorts of things, that you maybe don't – you're not going into a totally foreign environment, I guess?
Well, it's always different for the first-year players, but it's a great environment. It's extremely well-run. And everybody inside of the Bankers Life organization and the Pacers organization does an incredible job of putting it together, and the Crossroads Committee does a great job. So I would say we're familiar with it, and we enjoy playing there.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Tom. I'm just curious. I know every coach has sort of a thought or a hope what he thinks his team might look like as the season goes on. How did what you hope this team might look like when you began the year? How does that match up with what you're seeing right now?
Well, I don't know if I did. And I think you just want to keep getting better during the year. And I think our situation was so different because we had so many health issues and people coming off surgeries. So I think the fact that they've progressed the way that they have has been very good. I mean, I still don't think we have the synergy or the connectedness on the floor sometimes with just the stuff that goes with players being used to playing with each other constantly. And I think that takes time for that to happen. And you can see it sometimes in the turnovers, where a guy, he thought he was going to cut and he didn't cut. So all of a sudden you turn it over, things of that nature. They're out of the unselfish mode, but sometimes nonetheless, they create a mistake because they just don't have that innate feeling that comes with each other when they've played numerous times. And I think that doesn't only get developed in practice and games. It gets developed over the summer. It gets developed over the fall, and we're missing that. So that's going to take a little time for us to get there. But I love their attitudes, and I love the fact that they're improving. And I think our ability to play tough and hard and play with grit is expanding all the time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, Tom, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. You guys have basically almost like a week off until you face Butler. So what do you see getting ready for that game? I know you guys have finals and people getting ready for the holidays. So what do you guys got to do this week to keep fresh?
Well, I think it's I think that's a good word, fresh. I mean, we got to make sure that we're sharp in practice, that our intensity's high, and that we continue to really understand game situations more and more, get even more detailed on offense and defense, improve constantly. And I think the team gets a lot of energy from how much better they're getting. And I think as long as we can keep that moving at a good pace, that's good for us.
And also, talk about your team so far. You guys had a big win over North Carolina, a very big win at home. Has that helped you guys keep going in the right direction with that big win?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. You know, you can in a game like that, you can either build on it, and or you can kind of rest on it. And I don't think our guys ever rested on it whatsoever. I think they built on it, and I think we had games the following Friday and Sunday, and we played extremely hard. We played fatigued at times, but we played extremely hard. We did a very good job defensively, and even though we made mistakes, it wasn't out of effort, hard work, or good intent.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a good week of practice.
Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
You too.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, looks like we're all set. Good luck this week. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot. Happy Merry Christmas, and hope everyone has a great month. Thank you.